We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Federal agents today released images of a man they say attacked a CTA rider at a Northside station in an incident that authorities say was an unprovoked hate crime. WBBM's Rachel Pearson has an update.
FBI Chicago and Chicago police are trying to identify a man who attacked a 30-year-old Asian American man on the CTA Red Line Argyle station on August 15th.
They were followed in by an assailant who attacked them from behind on the stairs. And then when asked why he did it, he said, "You deserve it," and then called them an ethnic slur.
Special Agent Siobhan Johnson says the attack appeared to be completely random.
And that's really something that's particularly scary about it. If you look at the video that we've released, you can see that the assailant is strolling out of the station, looks unconcerned. It's as though this hasn't fazed him at all.
You can find photos and video of the suspect on our website, WBBMNewsRadio.com. Anyone with information is asked to contact 312-421-6700. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago aldermen have given final approval to a new 8-year contract to the city's main police officers union. The 48 vote ratifies the deal for the FOP over the objections of some progressive aldermen who say it does not go far enough to spell out reforms needed in the department. Mayor Lightfoot is expected to talk about the vote this hour when she meets with reporters at City Hall.
The operator of one of the largest daycare services on Chicago's South Side says the expanded child care plan announced by Governor Pritzker this week will make a big difference to many families and providers. WBBM's Jim Goodis live on the Newsline with that story.
Lisa, the plan includes expanding state child care assistance beginning next month for eligible unemployed Illinois parents by between 3 months and a year. Jamal Malone runs A to S McKinley Community Services.
This is going to help with the labor shortage at large. Many of our parents with young children are staying on the sideline right now when it comes to being engaged with employment because of the cost of child care.
Malone says bonuses of up to $1,000 being offered by the state to child care workers will encourage many more people to return to the profession or apply for open jobs. He says that will help ease a child care labor shortage in Illinois that has limited the availability of services, even for those parents who can afford them. Reporting live, Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A Chicago police sergeant alleges in a lawsuit he was illegally punished for reporting alleged misconduct by a superior. WBBM's Mike Krauser reports.
Sergeant Mark Vanek alleges he was punished for reporting Commander Jason Brown, who he says ordered police officers to guard his home during unrest last year. Vanek says he was removed from a unit that he created and led, focusing on the illegal sale of drugs and guns on the internet, and was put on overnights patrolling alone on the west side.
Commander Jason Brown has not been punished or reprimanded for misuse of police resources. He has been allowed a free hand to punish me and ruin my reputation. I am filing this lawsuit because those above the rank and file continue the do as I say, not as I do attitude and try to silence those who voice concerns.
The lawsuit alleges violations of the Whistleblower Act, violations of free speech protection and due process, and defamation. Sergeant Vanek is currently on medical leave.
Independent grocer Jet Foods is closing its store in Carroll Stream after just 6 months in operation. Now there is concern the company's expansion plans may be on shaky ground.
Jet Foods' website says it has an open store in Carroll Stream and planned stores in Park Forest, Naperville, Rockford, Harvey, and St. Paul, Minnesota. Carroll Stream Village Manager Bob Meller says Jet Foods opened in March, but now...
I think they're advertising 65% off on their in-store items. So they may be closing fairly quickly.
In Park Forest, meanwhile, Village Manager Tom Mick says there's cause for optimism a Jet Foods will eventually open there.
All we can do is go by what we see here. And so we are seeing stops and starts of progress, improvements being made on the property.
Carroll Stream Village staff have been unsuccessful recently at reaching Jet Foods' owner, and so has WBBM News Radio. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.